With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. The Montana Board of Livestock is taking steps to tighten its oversight of the state's livestock agency in the wake of financial problems and the resignation of its executive officer. The board updated the Department of Livestock's policies and procedures. Chairman John Liefeld says several of the changes were made to ensure the board stays on top of the agency's budget. The board must now approve the agency's proposed budget before it is sent to the governor's office. Board members also will receive all correspondence that is addressed to it, not just the documents the agency's staff decides warrants the board's attention. Liefeld says he expects to post a job listing this week to replace former executive officer Christian McKay, who resigned last month after a year of budget shortfalls. The State Supreme Court's Access to Justice Commission is meeting in Kalispell at this hour. It's the kickoff of a seven-city tour between now and next fall to try to break the barriers many Montanans have with the state's courts. Supreme Court Justice Beth Baker says a growing number of people are coming to the court without attorneys, many because they can't afford legal help.
Our Montana Legal Services Program has determined that last year only 1 in 10 of the people who requested help actually got it.
Baker says Montana lawyers give away about $20 million a year in legal help, but there's a demand for more. In the wake of a moose being shot and killed after charging a man walking his dog, wildlife officials are warning local residents to be wary of moose during rutting season. The Ravalli Republic reports that a man and his girlfriend decided to take their dog for a walk on a popular trail near Victor a few weeks ago when a moose spotted them. Wildlife officials say the dog ran for it, but the man tripped while backing away. As he fell, he fired multiple rounds into the charging moose. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Warden Sergeant Aaron Berg says moose can be incredibly dangerous, especially in the fall rutting season. He suggests residents don't let their dogs run off leash, which can agitate the moose. A state judge has scheduled a February 8th retrial for a 25-year-old man accused of beating his father to death in 2008. Jurors deadlocked in Adam Hatfield's first trial, and District Judge Kurt Kruger declared a mistrial on April 16th. His retrial has been scheduled for September 8th, but his family hired a private attorney who asked for more time to prepare. Prosecutors believed Hatfield killed 49-year-old Matt Hatfield with a baseball bat, then tried to burn the bat. The case went cold until a grizzly bear researcher discovered a skull north of Butte in 2010. DNA testing matched it to the blood found in Matt Hatfield's cabin and on the bat. The Montana Standard reports Hatfield has been jailed with his bail set at $500,000 since his arrest in 2014. A court has rejected the appeal of a Blackfeet tribal consultant who was convicted in a scheme to defraud a federally funded program for at-risk youth. A panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled an error in a jury instruction was not enough to overturn Gary Conti Jr.'s conviction. The appellate court said today that federal prosecutors presented strong and convincing evidence against Conti, and there is no reasonable probability that the error affected the case's outcome. Last year, Conti was sentenced to 5 years in prison after a jury found him guilty on 29 criminal counts. Conti was convicted of bankruptcy fraud and of kicking back money he received as a consultant to two POCA project leaders, who were convicted of stealing from the program and falsifying invoices.
Thank you for inviting us into your kitchen or your living room this evening. We're interrupting your dinner. We are interrupting your relaxing in your evening because we have important work to attend to. We need to be sustaining this service this evening. We know it's important to you. You're listening right now. You're relying on the news and the reporting and the visions into the world in which we live in. Make Montana Public Radio part of your routine. Support this programming with a pledge right now. And you can do so by calling 1-800-325-1565, or you can go online to mtpr.org.
A Lake County woman has denied her alleged role in an attack on a Ronan daycare worker. 21-year-old Tashiana Schlenzger pleaded not guilty today to assault with a weapon for the October 7th attack on Martha McClure. Prosecutors say Schlenzger hit McClure in the face with a snow shovel as she fought against 31-year-old Francis Jackson. Jackson had arrived at the daycare to take his three children, even though he does not have legal custody of them. Jackson is charged with aggravated burglary. His arraignment was continued until next week because his attorney was appointed on Tuesday and asked for more time to prepare. District Judge James Manley set a March 14th trial date for Schlenzker. Jackson and Schlenzker remain jailed in Lake County in lieu of $100,000 bail. Former Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer is bullish on the future of energy generation and distribution. Schweitzer's written a new book titled PowerUp.Energy, in which he asserts an energy revolution is underway in the United States. He says our dependence on foreign fossil fuels can and should be replaced within 20 years by natural gas, solar, and advanced battery technologies.
This is a great future for America, and unlike almost all the rest of these technologies that depend on foreign petroleum, it's America that leads in battery technology. This is our time. It is our technology. And we're going to prosper for the next generation because of these new energy systems.
Schweitzer says advancements in battery storage technology is a huge opportunity for Montana's renewable energy sector. We'll have more with Brian Schweitzer tomorrow on Montana Public Radio. Two former leaders of an online lending company have pleaded not guilty to new criminal charges of defrauding the Chippewa Cree tribe, accepting bribes, and evading their taxes. The grand jury indictment against Neil Rosette and Billy Morissette was made public yesterday in U.S. District Court. Rosette and Morissette used to run Plain Green LLC, the Chippewa Cree's lucrative lending company. They also ran the tribe's now defunct lender, First American Capital Resources. The indictment accuses Rosette and Morissette of conspiring to divert Plain Green revenue to a Nevada company that was a partner in First American. Prosecutors say they then used shell companies to take some of that money for their personal benefit. Rosette and Morissette have pleaded not guilty to a previous indictment accusing them of embezzling more than $55,000 from First American. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler. Thanks for listening.